Welcome to Strength for the Journey. Thanks for joining us again. Strength for the Journey is a radio program designed to strengthen the believer for the days that lie ahead. We have a website at strength4thejourney.com. This is radio program number 79 if you're listening by shortwave radio. Tonight I have a couple of former guests on this program. They have made the big leap of faith. They came for their exploratory journey trip back on program number 76. The name is Scott and Stephanie. Scott and Stephanie, thanks for joining us tonight.
You're welcome. We're glad to be here.
Thanks for having us.
You know, I just want to mention before we start the program a couple things. One is that we do have a 24-hour radio station now up at Strength. It's actually s4tjradio.com. And it plays previous programs and worship music. Also, we are on track to get our tract order next month. We want to get the shipment sent out. We're about halfway to the destination of about $8,000 to $10,000, so we can get the break at 100,000 chick tracks. And if you feel so led to donate on that, there's a link on the homepage. You just merely make out a check to Chick Publications. There's an account number that's been set up for Strength for the Journey, and all of it will go directly to purchase tracks for this next order that we're going to get in hopefully next month, in the month of August. That's our goal, is to get the shipment sent out so we can reach the gospel to the world. And you know, one thing about being in a Spanish-speaking country and you don't speak Spanish very well, it's very difficult to witness to people on the streets, and this is a very easy tool for us gringos here to reach the lost in a language that we don't quite speak very well yet, but we're learning, just not there yet. Well, just thank you guys for your obedience to the Lord to cross the Red Sea. And I know it was difficult for everybody to leave their nest, and the Lord's been stepstoning you from Seattle to Spokane, and it was just a preparatory step of obedience that strengthened you to make the step where you made it now. But you guys did well because you had a goal set and you met the goal, so congratulations.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew. Yes, we did have a goal. We came down back on the 12th of July, and immediately when we got here, we received just amazing confirmation, just an overwhelming peace. Being here and meeting and connecting, felt like we had actually been here for months when we left to go home. So we went home really excited about coming back. And when we left, there was just the Lord laid on my heart that we needed to be back here by the 15th of July. And so as I told you, Andrew, and others, and Stephanie, we kind of chuckled because people would say, you're going to be back here in 3 weeks. And we had to go home and empty up townhome worth of furniture and get the car sold, drive it 1,100 miles back to Denver to my sister's. And God just opened one door after another. And here we are. We've been back on the ground here permanently now, or at least for this time in our life. And it was 22 days from the day that we left here that we've returned here. All furniture sold, car sold. Just Steph, six suitcases and our dog. And here we are.
It's amazing. Stephanie, congratulations.
Thank you. It has been quite a journey. And I think about the name of this program, Strength for the Journey, and God does provide that. If you've really, you know, we're living in a time when it is crucial. If you are a Christian listening and you do not know how to hear from the Lord, you will need to go to the spiritual gym and work that out with the Holy Spirit. Because he has something, he's shifting people around right now and putting them in their place. Our place was here. We put it to the, I don't want to say we put the Lord to the test, but we asked and asked and asked and received and received and received. One supernatural confirmation after the other. There's not enough time to list them all. Were it not for that, I could not have made it. I could not have. But every day that I felt like giving up, God had a new word for me. And he knew it was something I would believe because he speaks to everybody so differently. And for me, a lot of people struggle with documents and packing and containers and what are we going to bring and the nuts and bolts of moving from one country to another. For me, I have, I call it my big fat Greek family. I don't know how many people watched that movie. I was raised that way. We're not just one little family. It's extended family. It's cousins. It's and your own immediate family is extremely close. You don't just pack up and move. So my biggest hurdle was feeling kind of a tearing of my soul because I had to tell my dad, my sis, and my two sisters were the ones that took it the hardest. Everybody else was pretty supportive, but my dad's not doing well, and it just leaves the other two sisters who are already overly burdened with their lives. They're down a woman, you know, they're down a teammate, you know, it's like, and they don't understand. We're all in a different place in the, with how we see the news unfolding, the prophetic unfolding, the world global crisis unfolding. Everybody has a different stage or a different take on it, different understanding. Our understanding that God has shown us is time is short to prepare spiritually and physically. You have to press in. You've got to be quiet. You've got to slow down. And if God's stirring your heart to stay, to go, to move to the left, to the right, forward, backwards, you've got to press into that. If there's a stirring, it starts with that stirring in your heart, and then you've got to explore it with the Lord. And again, you've got to exercise that ability to hear Him. And again, that's so different for all of us. God hears differently, a little differently from the Lord than I do, or maybe in some areas a lot differently, and vice versa. So what I would say from my perspective, there's usually, if you're a couple listening, there's usually one of the two of you that's handling the nuts and bolts and is really challenged with that, and the administrative part and the packing and all of that. And then there's the other side that's the emotional side, the heart, and having to break this news to people who, A, don't agree, frankly, with your take on things. B, what's the rush? C, and really, you can't say that much. So to anybody, listen, I will only say this. If God has stirred your heart and you know how to hear from, if you don't exercise that gift, we're all capable of it. You've heard, you know it's the right thing. You're probably going to be met with some pretty heavy persecution from somebody. It may be even be your Christian family, believe it or not. It may not even be your blood relatives. It could be your Christian brothers and sisters. You're going, just expect it. You're going to be met with it somewhere along the way. And you're going to have to set your face like flint. Mm-hmm. And if God has confirmed His word to you, you're going to have to go forward. Some of this is a testing. Yes. He's trying to grow you. He's trying to get you to where you said you wanted to be. So full surrender, laying down your life for Christ, doing whatever He says to do, no matter how crazy it might seem. Read the Gospels over and over. Read the red letters. Yes. Go back and look what He said. Look what He went through. It will encourage you. The Word alone will encourage you. I'm going to stop now because I could go on and on with this piece, but I only want to say bless you out there if anybody is struggling in this area. I would be happy to pray for anyone who's going through with this because I really believe I'm come out the other side of it. This is the good news. If you'll press on and you'll have faith, He will reward you in the sweetest ways through the Holy Spirit to confirm His word for you, and He will pick you up, dust you off, He'll dry your tears, He'll mend your heart, and guess what? The best part is He hears your heart for the ones who are hurting and angry, and He will take care of them. He promises that He will. Maybe not in the way you think He should, but He'll take care of their heart, and by you obeying, when you obey the Lord, I really believe by the cleanness of our hands, one who's not innocent will be delivered. I hang on to that scripture. That's in Psalms. And I I hang on to that because I really believe when we obey, we open something up spiritually for the people we're praying for, that they would not possibly have been able to pray that out for themselves, but you're interceding on their behalf and saying, Lord, these are my people. I trust you with their heart, and I trust you. What I left my family with, I can't explain this to you, but I know that God is going to make it clear one day. He will, and I trust him. My job is to obey. His job is to help you to understand, and
takes care of the difference.
He takes care of the difference, and have faith in that because you are being tested.
That's right. This is the biggest part that all of us, we're being tested about, for it's really all about our own obedience. And God is tired of excuses, because that's what disobedience is really all about. It's all about making excuses of why we can't, why we won't. You know, well, I got to take care of my family, or, you know, if God called you to do so, that's all that matters. That's a part of fulfilling chapter 14 of the Gospel of Luke, is that you must forsake all. If he's calling you to follow him, you know, the fishermen left their nets immediately. And if you're, you know, this is what he's looking for. It's not for excuse, let me go back and bid farewell to my family. Let me go back and, you know, or I got, you know, whatever it may be. I got a yoke of oxen. I've got this or I got that. God's not looking for excuses right now, because the army of the Lord that's being raised up will be an obedient army. And the disobedient will exclude themselves.
Yeah.
They will eliminate themselves.
Yeah, we talked about this, and my only response, because as a husband and having the encouragement of my side of the family to be able to say they were going to miss us, but they were excited that we were being obedient. And it was completely the opposite of Stephanie's side of the family. So that was a real challenge for me, because it really persecuted her, and seeing her go through it and the reaction to it really was very hard for me as her husband. But I just had to keep my eyes focused on what God said. And my word is that he only gives us that one chance to be obedient to him. We can come back to him. We can repent. But it's like, to me, God says, you know, you did this when you went from Spokane to Seattle. Will you now do it again? And he knew that we would. But you have to understand that when God gives you that call, you don't look back. I keep thinking of Lot when he was leaving Sodom, and he said, don't look back. You know, the scriptures about taking, don't, you know, I'm not going to go back and plow the field. Let somebody else bury your dad. Mm-hmm. You know, you have so much time. God gives you specific directions. The Holy Spirit ministers to us with direction, mm-hmm. and we need to listen and respond. And the reward and the prize is when you enjoy the peace of being obedient once you cross the Red Sea.
That's right.
That's an awesome feeling.
This kingdom of God is not in meat or drink, but it's in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, you know. And as I just say it, look at it this way, that if you're doing, when you're being obedient, you're doing what's right, you're going to have the peace of God to go with that, and it's going to bring joy knowing you're being obedient. So, you know, those all things tie together, and many times people are looking for peace and joy, but as long as they're disobedient, there won't be any. I mean, because you're not...
Or temporary.
Just for a little temporary, you know, fix, but it's the long-lasting peace and joy is only in being obedient to whatever God's saying to do.
Yeah, and it doesn't necessarily mean that you're coming to Panama or any place else. It's being obedient wherever he sends you, because we do believe that there are going to be some that are called to stay and to go through whatever it is that's going to happen and whenever it's going to happen. And it's an honor. We had people ask us, you know, the last couple of weeks, are you going to Panama because things are so crazy in the U.S.? You know, are you going to go hide? And we said, no, because if God told us to lay our head on the chopping block right here in the U.S., we would, because it's an honor to us. I mean, we're not down here to vacation. We're here to see these last days play out here in Panama or wherever else God might send us from here. But we're here now, and we are already seeing miracles. The first 2 days now, we've been here two full days back in Panama, and we've already seen things happen since we've been back. And, of course, the peace is there. And so we never have to come back and say, did we really do what God said? We're here. We love it.
He confirms his words with signs following.
Amen.
You know, and I mean, when he speaks to us, he'll confirm that it is his voice if we really are willing to be obedient. You know, that's just really, you talk about learning to hear God's voice. This is the way I learned to hear the Lord's voice, was being obedient, and then the miraculous, or the indication that it was him speaking to me, was revealed after I was obedient. And I tell people,
exactly,
that, look, if you've never been obedient to that voice you think is God, you'll never know if it's God. That you have to learn to just be obedient, and then you'll recognize, oh, this was God speaking to me. And this is the way you take those little baby steps as you begin, as a Christian, learning to hear God's voice.
Yeah, we were talking about last night, we were sitting outside enjoying our first new night here in Panama, and we were saying, it really goes back further than just hearing God's voice. For those of you that are out there that have really never just pressed in and sat down and read the Gospels, the red letters are my favorite. I read it every single day because I want to take what Jesus says, and that's all I really need to know. And we said, you got to start with the ABC, which is, if you don't spend time with the Lord and really understand how much he loves us and develop that intimacy, that ABC, not the EFGs and the XYZs, because we all want the supernatural, right? We want it before we get the ABCs. Oh, I want to hear your voice. I want to see the dead raised. I want to, you know, and we're not willing to go back and say, who are you, Jesus? Who are you, Holy Spirit? And what do you want from me? How can I get to know you? And we talked about that last night, didn't we?
Yes, we did. This has been a huge growth process. You know, it hurts, but it hurts so good. It is a painful, if you don't think it's painful to lay your life down for Christ, you're wrong. It's painful. But it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness. And you will, God has got to get, you know, this isn't all about outmaneuvering or keeping your eyes open. A lot of this is individually, he loves us so much. He will do whatever it takes in his power to get us to be mature sons and daughters. And it is for the sake of his holy name, number one. But number two, it's for our eternal benefit. How we live our lives out here for Christ is going to determine, and I don't have all the answers, but I know it has some determination about how we live eternity out with him, ruling and reigning with him, you know, or not. You know, there's so much we've learned. And I will say this, there have been times where I felt the persecution was so intense. The enemy was so hard on me. I was being so torn to pieces. I thought, I even guarded against casting my pearls out there. I was trying really hard not to say too much so I wouldn't get trampled. I wouldn't get them all trampled. But I still felt trampled and torn to pieces. But in that moment of crying, literally crying out to God, he would supernaturally show me something in his word. He would bring something in my mind, or something would pop up somewhere that had to do with the word of God that was unmistakably, looked like an accident, but of course it wasn't, because it was so, the timing was so miraculous that you knew. Then of course you were flooded with relief and your peace returned and your joy returned. It's like, yes, I am on the right track. Praise God. Hallelujah.
This is where I came down here, our exploratory trip. I said, God, I don't want to make a mistake. You know, I want to know this is really you. And the service before we left on our exploratory trip, I just cried out to God. I said, God, I got to know, am I making the right choice? We are on our way to church, and the kids wanted to go to one church and another church. And I said, there's only one pastor I know in town that is hearing from the Holy Spirit, and he's just preaching, and he's prophetic. And I said, I don't need a good service today. I don't want to hear just a good word. I need a word from the Lord. I got to have a right now moment word. And the Lord graciously provided us a message from the Holy Spirit. He said, there's somebody in here that needs to hear this word. And the word is, you have to be where God tells you to be, and you have to be there when he tells you to be there. And I literally saw two fingers crossing, making an X, like one finger was time and one was space. And the intersection of time and place was a divine encounter, divine moment. And he said, and it formed an X. My fingers formed an X. What I saw was an X. And he said, your obedience is like the X on a treasure map. And that's, your obedience is where your treasure is located. In your obedience, just like an X on a treasure map. And this is where it is for all of us, is that our treasure is in our obedience. That's where it's located. No matter where it is in life that God is calling us to go, whatever he's saying for us to do, it's not always an easy thing to follow the Lord. That's why many of his disciples, when they heard a hard word, they turned away in John chapter 6. They no longer walked with him because it was a difficult word to receive. Mm-hmm. We have to receive every word that proceeds from his mouth. Yeah. Man is not living by bread alone, but every word that proceeds from his mouth. So there'll be difficult words. There'll be words of correction, words of encouragement. But every word we have to receive, not just the good ones. You know, there's the word of God is not a buffet. I said, look, guys, this is not a buffet. You can't pick and choose what you like out of this book. You have to eat every word that's in this book and receive every word if you want to really hear from the Lord. And this is what I'm afraid of. I've been, last two programs, we're talking about this, that many prophetic voices out there speaking are not giving the whole counsel of God, the whole word of God. They're just giving, you know, the good words, but they're not giving the difficult words. And we have to receive everything right now if we really want to hear the Lord's voice, because I'm afraid that this spirit is not the Holy Spirit is speaking these words that are not true.
Right. And, you know, we understand, too, that when we get called to do something very difficult and we know it's of the Lord, and we never really had any doubts of that. We had so many confirmations, Andrew, that it just totally blew us away. And every single corner we went around, another door opened. It didn't just open like a crack. It slammed open wide. And then we just kept walking through. And yet, it's probably, I know we talk about this all the time. It is by far the most difficult thing that we have ever done in our life. And yet, we wouldn't trade it for anything else in the world. Being obedient, enjoying those open doors and those miracles of God and the Holy Spirit directing every step and getting confirmation after confirmation.
You know what's really encouraging too is that God is putting believers together now, and now they're becoming a source of encouragement to each other to maybe make the next difficult move, whatever it is. And I'm feeling like with the people that God's calling to this particular location, it seems like it's going to become an apostolic center, almost like a training ground for people to get strengthened to go to the nations. And I believe there'll be many people that are called to other countries around the world that will go and preach the gospel. But they needed the strength of leaving their nest to find out their wings can actually carry them to the first location, and then they'll go to the next and to the next and wherever God may take us. And we don't know where the wind of the Holy Spirit is going to blow us, any of us, tomorrow. But we just have to be willing to say, Lord, you know, if that's your will, I'm willing.
And he's a strategizing God. He knows what unique skills and abilities he's endowed you with, and Scott with, and me, and they're all different. And for all of us, they're different. That's why when you get asked, why can't you just do this here? There is your answer. Because God has made a body, and the body cannot function without the other members. And for some parts of the body, their little area goes with this kind of skill set. And sometimes that means somebody has to be plucked from this nation to go to that nation to be with that group, because they're doing that over there. And because it's for his glory. It's not about us. Right. It's about him. For people who believe they're being tugged to captivity or the sword, because we're coming upon those days where there's three things: captivity, sword, or fleeing to the desert. Really, it's those three things in Revelation that he says, herein lies the perseverance of the saints, to the overcomer, to the overcomer. They're all good things. We should not pick. I'm not going to say we don't get to pick, because we do, because we have free will. But it's better if you let him choose for you which of those things you should be doing, and then trust him for, because there will be people who need salvation and need the word preached. That's right. There will be people who take a stand for God to the death with the sword, and it all glorifies his name, his holy name, to restore his name among the nations. That's the whole purpose.
And we don't know, you know, what tomorrow will bring. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes the comfort zone that we must leave is in our mind. You know, the Lord spoke to me, said that you either leave your comfort zone or your comfort zone will leave you. Amen. And I believe that comfort zones are going to leave. Mental comfort zones, because many times people just in their mind want to believe nothing bad will ever happen to them or they won't have to suffer persecution. And just to deny that reality is a place of comfort, you know. But all those things, I think the more people are reading the news is, you know, why do the Syrian Christians get persecuted? They're so privileged here that we don't, you know, like we're special Christians. Well, you know, I don't think that anybody's going to get a pass on persecution that's coming.
And it doesn't always have to be the physical persecution, no. Just like with what Stephanie went through with her side of the Baptist. You can get it from any side and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so the persecution is coming and we have to be willing to go through it, whether it comes from our family, our friends, you know, just messaging on Facebook and we get slammed by Christians, you know,
that's right.
Because we're making a stand for the gospel. It doesn't matter. We have to die to ourselves, die to our reputation, and this is the place of that God's calling us right now. You know, something that's been on my heart as we've been speaking here, we have about a minute left here, is I would love for you, Stephanie, just to pray for, take a minute and just pray for people out there, just from what you've been through, and just, I know you have a heart for those that are listening out there right now.
Yes, Lord Jesus, we love you, Lord. We are on your side. We stand by you, Lord Jesus, as your partners to restore your name, to restore your reputation among the nations. We know the time is short, Lord God, and we are your partners. We love you, Lord. Lord, you know the hearts of the ones who are listening. They wouldn't be listening, Lord, if they weren't searching for your will for their lives. There's a lot of fear out there right now, Lord Jesus, and we know that you said, take courage. Take courage. You even said it whenever you healed somebody. Often when you healed somebody, you said, take courage, you've been healed. Lord, heal us of our fear. Heal us of the chains that bind us. Let us be free. Let the ones who are listening and all those that they pray for, Lord God, and the whole world know that to lose your will and to lose your life is to gain your life,
that's
Lord
right.
God. Just Holy Spirit, just bless everybody listening with that message, Lord God, and strengthen them and give them courage, supernatural courage, and exercise their ability.
Amen, amen. Thank you guys for joining us on
Thank
Strength
you,
for the Journey. Thanks again for joining us. The Strength for the Journey website is strengthforthejourney.com, and we'll see you next time. I will be